And our next guest is a guy named Timothy Mosley, but you may know him as Timbaland, the music producer who's had more than 50 top 40 hits in the past two decades with artists like Missy Elliott, Aaliyah, Justin Timberlake, and others. Recently, he shifted to TV as executive music producer of Lee Daniels' Fox series Empire. Timbaland talks about all of it in his new book, The Emperor of Sound, which is out today. He's with us from New York. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and I just want to give people a sense of some of the music that you have had a hand in. Let's play a little clip here of some of the songs here that people, I'm sure, will recognize. We doing big camping, we spending cheese. Check them out now. Big camping on BLAD. We doing all What does it mean to be a producer on those songs?
It means to me I get to spread my joy to the world.
What do you mean?
Meaning that I love music, so I know how it makes me feel. So I wonder, when I produce for somebody else, I say, I wonder if the world gets the same feeling as I do. And evidently, it has worked for me, because what I felt when I was doing it, they felt it too when I put it out.
And you're coming up with all of those beats?
Yes.
So where do those come from? Where do you find those in your mind if they've never existed before?
In my head. I'm a big dreamer, creative. I dream a lot.
And what were you listening to when you were growing up that may have influenced some of those?
I listen to everything, but what influenced me, just me. It's a gift from God that I have. I just know music like Steve Jobs know the computer and know the vision of a small computer and know what he could do with it. I just know music and sound. That's just a God-given gift.
And you talk about in this book the fact that your parents were very supportive of this at a time when you weren't making any money in the early days on this, but they sort of knew that there was something that you had, a talent that you had, that they were willing to allow you to continue to nurture.
Yes. I mean, when you see your child keep doing the same thing, you got to pay attention to that. I mean, you might don't understand it, but you need to pay attention to it. And I thank God for them to allow me to keep doing what I'm doing and to go forward with my dreams was God's blessing.
How much did you doubt your own abilities?
I didn't doubt it. I just wanted to make it sound like a certain sound that I had in my head that I thought it wasn't coming out, but it was coming out.
But did you doubt that you were going to make it? Because you were working for a long time.
It's not about making it, not to cut you off. It's not about making it. It was just having the opportunity to express it.
But I mean, to make a living out of it, I'm saying.
I wasn't thinking about a living at the time. I just wanted to express my talent. And the living just came. I never looked at it, oh, I'm going to make a lot of money. No.
But there was a moment when your mom lost her house. And you, it sounds like, really questioned what you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, we were just... It's have a lot of faith. You know, it wasn't about, oh, I need to go work and take care of my mom and move. Because, you know, at that time, my parents had got divorced. My mom was a hard worker. And I didn't look at it like I had to provide. I had to look at it as I had to provide for just not her, but my whole family. So I knew that would come in time, but I was more focused on my craft.
When you were growing up in Virginia Beach, you were put in some pretty dangerous situations. Your friend got stabbed during a fist fight. You actually were shot in the neck.
It was at a football game. We used to meet at football games, and any beef would happen at the football game. So he had a gun. He's putting it up, and that's when it went off. It went in sideways, but thank God if I wasn't facing him, I was to the side.
But you had to wonder whether you were going to be able to do what you were doing to make the music that you wanted to make.
Yeah, because my arm was paralyzed for a while.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. Put it this way, when that happened, no negativity was brought around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no, he might not be able to use his arm again, or he might not be able to do this, or he might die. It was all good, positive influence at that time.
You were confident you were going to make it through?
Yeah. I wasn't, you know, I just believed in God that it's too early for me to die.
What have your thoughts been as you've watched over the last year all the news about, Black Lives Matter, Ferguson, all of these stories that have captivated the attention of the nation?
I think all lives matter. I mean, not just black. I mean, all lives matter. We're living in a society where video games are coming reality, if you want to put it that way. So it's like, you know, it's the future. So I can't predict, you know, anything or what's going on. I just think that everything that we saw in movies and TV shows is actually happening now in real life.
One of the lives, Timbaland, that mattered a lot to you, and I think I sort of knew this before I even read this book, but certainly you talk about it in the book, is your friend Aaliyah, who died in 2001.
Yes.
Like the hope in the sky, if I bring you on my prey. Boy, I promise you, if we keep bumping heads and know that one of these days.
Tell us about your relationship with her and why she was so special to you.
She was just very special. She was like a sister. She believed in us. You know, she just knew we had something special.
But what about her as a musician? What was it that impressed you so much about her?
See, when people talk about music, we don't be impressed. We just like to be around people who do the same thing. Hmm. It's just like when you got talent and you both, it's like, whoa, he's good too. Oh, he's good too. And you just mix it together. Everybody I work with, they all amazing in their own ways.
Everybody, who comes to mind?
It's a lot. It's got Mariah Carey, Jay-Z, Missy, Justin. I mean, it's a lot of them, man. Ed Sheeran. Everybody's talented and do different things in studios than others. But all of those people I name give great results at the end.
The last chapter of this book is called Building My Empire. And you talk about your work with the Fox TV drama Empire. You're the executive music producer.
Yes.
What did you want to do with this show? What was it that attracted you to this?
It wasn't about an attraction. It's about a vision. We don't go by attraction. We go by vision. Me and Lee had a vision, and I had a vision for a movie. He had a vision for a show, and he wanted me to do the music for his show. I wanted him to do the film for my music. So it all worked out for the better, because then I met the Fox family. They showed me, you know, showed me and teaching me the TV world. You know, for me, it's almost like going to college.
Hmm.
You know, it's like learning a whole different side of the business.
And do you like it as much as the straight music side?
They both got similarities, but I like it. It's different. I love it, actually, because I love intellectual properties. That's my next phase in my career. I want to put stories to music.
Huh. I mean, you do that in the work that you've done all along, though. You really are. You're putting our lives to music in a way. I mean, some of your songs were sort of the soundtrack of my upbringing.
Wow. I mean... You must have to credit most of that to the writers, which was Missy and Static Major. They were mostly the writers at that time.
But you had a lot to do with that. I mean,
the music matched. It's like this. It's like having a cake and the right icing, you know? So it's like everything was a perfect marriage.
Is that your chick?
People you know, me and Timberland in house 20 years ago. What the dealio? Now what the drillio? If you want to battle me, then let me know.
So the beat stood out just as well as the song.
Yeah, but I will say, I mean, you're being modest here. I will say, I remember even the first time I had heard of you, long ago, people said he's brilliant. The word brilliant would follow Timbaland right after it.
Wow, that's unique.
I'm sure you've heard that before.
I heard I'm a genius, a musical genius. I've heard that.
Do you think you're a musical genius?
That one I'm not going to be modest on. Yes, I think I am music. You know, anything that's dealing with music, I feel like got to go through me, because I feel like I birthed a lot of this sound that's out today. And it's like 300, you know, you have me, Pharrell, Dr. Dre, Swiss, Kanye, and we all are kings in our own way. And I think that we have all changed music. It's not saying having a hot beat. It's like we came in and changed the sound, and the sound, how people was listening to music. That's more than putting out a record. That's like captivating a culture. And that's the genius part about what we do.
And how would you describe the sound that you have brought to America and the world that didn't exist before?
What I brought to the world is music is all around you. Animals, TV sounds, remote controls, people talking, even when you sleep. It's a sound that can be used in a song. And now I try to show the world that use what's around you. Be thankful what's around you. Look at the flowers. Go outside, listen to the air blow. It's a sound. It calms you.
And if there's a young musician listening to this in Virginia Beach today, what would your advice be to them?
Don't give up. Everything is in God's time and not your time.
That's Timbaland, whose new book is called The Emperor of Sound. Timbaland, thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure having you.
Thank you, Jim. It's been great. Great questions.
And you can read an excerpt of the book and listen to some of his biggest songs, including this one, at hereandnow.org.